And you've been an incredible crowd. Before I leave you tonight, I just want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, to be proud of yourself. Be proud of where you're from. We have people from all over the world working on the ship and as passengers. It is truly like the UN. And there are so many interesting, wonderful people. And I'm going to go back to what I started with when I was talking about white trash. I'm very proud of that. And I'm proud to be from Kentucky. And I've learned, no matter where you're from, there's something to be proud of. For example, people put down Kentucky all the time, and I told you some jokes up in the beginning. But I thought about it. There's so much to be proud of in Kentucky. We have Kentucky Fried Chicken. Wherever you go in the world, there's Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was in Denmark, and this lady found out I was from Kentucky, and she said, "Is that all you people eat is Kentucky Fried Chicken?" I didn't feel like discussing it. I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, that grease must clog up your veins." I said, "That's what we made bourbon for. One shot, those veins are unclogged. Bourbon you only get from Kentucky. Kentucky Fried Chicken only from Kentucky. Bluegrass, you smoke that, you get depressed." I did research. Did you know that Worcestershire sauce was discovered in Kentucky, ladies and gentlemen? It was concocted in a little diner in the early 19th century. And one day this guy said, "What's your sheer sauce?" We have the Kentucky Derby. My dad's dream was to win the Kentucky Derby. Mortgaged our house on a big, beautiful white stallion. Lost every race he was ever in. Trouble was he'd follow the girl horses around the track. I guess he was 18. I don't know. Anyway, my dad lost all these races. He didn't want to lose the investment, so he had the horse gelded. You know what that means, right? Gelded? Exactly. Still never won a race because they'd put him in the gate and the guy would go, "They're off!" And our horse would go. That's what a horse whisperer does. A horse whisperer. Horse starts losing a race, they send that horse whisperer. "Hey, you don't start winning. Pick it up." Now, of all the put-downs and insults about being from Kentucky, let me give you the worst. This is the worst, okay? Guy said to me, "Do you ever make love to a cow?" Now, that's disgusting and insulting, but I don't get angry because anger doesn't achieve anything. I just laugh. Anger doesn't achieve anything. I laughed. I said, "Do you mean make love to a cow or have sex with a cow?" Those are two separate things right there. Make love to a cow. Go through a pasture with champagne bottles and Johnny Mathis CDs. And you can say that you're leading me on. It's not going to happen. Let me just throw something in for you, a little extra. My son is getting better. At least he has a sense of humor, because I want to tell you, I'm really a Johnny Mathis fan. Just to one of his concerts. He looks great, sounds great. And in the car, I have those folders. You put the CDs in. I had 22 Johnny Mathis CDs in there. Somebody broke in my car and stole that folder. I was telling the family over dinner the other night, and my son said, "Well, somebody's going to be disappointed." What you learn out, no matter what group you're from, no matter where you're from, you find out the stereotypes are real. In every group, on occasion, the stereotype is real. I'm kidding. You find out that on occasion the stereotype is real. Last year, my brother and I are going to the Kentucky Derby. Got pulled over by a big redneck sheriff, looked like he stepped right out of Smokey and the Bandit. He had flies in front of his face. I don't know why. I told my brother, "Don't say nothing about those flies." So he walks over to the car, and of course he goes to my brother's side of the car. And right away my brother goes, "Those are Zuzu flies, officer." He said, "Boy, what's a Zuzu fly?" Brother said, "Well, you usually find those around a horse's ass." He said, "Boy, you saying my face looks like a horse's ass?" Brother said, "No, sir, but you can't fool a Zuzu fly."